I think maybe it's time to read one or two things that are shorter. This is the title poem of the book, The Want Bone, that Sherd is in. These objects do exist. They're very beautiful. Shark mouth bones. It's the mouth bones of an angel shark. That's in a way too poetic to put in the poem. They're particularly beautiful right in the corner here where the tendons, if you picture an hourglass of string, it's then twisted, and it makes a very beautiful ridged bent helix. They look like they embody wanting. The want bone. The tongue of the waves tolled in the earth's bell. Blue rippled and soaked in the fire of blue. The dried mouth bones of a shark in the hot swale gaped on nothing but sand on either side. The bone tasted of nothing and smelled of nothing. A scalded, toothless harp, uncrushed, unstrung. The joined arcs made the shape of birth and craving, and the welded open shape kept mouthing, oh. Ossified cords held the corners together in groined spirals, pleated like a summer dress. But where was the limber grin, the gash of pleasure? Infinitesimal mouths bored away. The beach scrubbed and etched and pickled it clean. But oh, I love you, it sings. My little, my country, my food, my parent, my child. I want you, my own, my flower, my fin, my life, my lightness, my oh.